The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 18th, 1974, in Hawaii.
Translation. The so-called administrators are now bewildered by the influence of this age of Kali, and thus they have put all state affairs into disorder. Are you now lamenting this disorder? Now the general populace does not follow the rules and regulations for eating, sleeping, drinking, mating, etc., and they are inclined to perform such anywhere and everywhere. Are you unhappy because of this?
Srimad Bhagavatam Avalam Puranam. The study of Bhagavatam means complete knowledge. This is the mature contribution of Vyasadeva to the human society. Lokasya janato vidyan chakre sattata sangita. Before writing, by the instruction of his spiritual master, Vyasadeva meditated in bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihito amale. Sammak pranihito amale. Apasat purusam purnam mayanchidat apasrayam yasanmahito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam manute anarthyam tat kritancha upabaddhati. It is said, Vyasadeva before writing book is that a whimsical, whatever I like. No. He must be empowered by superior authority. Then he can deliver the right things. So, Vyasadeva was empowered by his guru, Narada. Vyasadeva, after writing so many books, he could not find any peace of mind. So he was sitting morose, and his spiritual master Narada came there, asked him, "My dear Vyas, you have done so much in writing for the welfare of the society. Why you are not happy?" Vyasadeva replied, "Yes, my lord, I think I have done so much thing, but I am not happy." So he was instructed that you have written so many books, but not about the Supreme Personality of God. I admit that you have written so many books. So because you have not described about the superiority or glories of the Lord, therefore you are unhappy. So after that instruction, that means after his writing of the Vedanta philosophy, he was also not happy. But when he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of Narada, he became happy. So the purpose of writing Srimad Bhagavatam is lokasya ajanato vidyan chakri sattata sangita. All the people of the world, they are fools and rascals. Lokasya ajanato. What is that? Why they are fools and rascals? There are two things. Vyasadeva, by his bhakti yoga meditation, he found out there is God and there is Maya. Two things are there. Bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihiti amale apasat purusam purna. There is the Supreme Person, the Supreme Controller. Apasat purusam purna. Maya cha jat apasrayam. And there is also Maya, which is on the back side. Just like if you stand before the sun or light, your shadow will be on the back side. You have got all experience. You stand up, you see a long shadow on your back side. And that is Maya. The Maya is the back side. That means if you stand before the sun, in the front, you can see the sunlight very nicely. But if somebody stands on your backside, you cannot see. This is the position. Apasat purusam purnam mayanchada apasat. What is this maya? Why this maya? That is also expression. What is that? Jayasana mehita jiva. This conditioned souls, they are built by maya, illusion. That is maya. Jayasanmahito jivam atmanam trigunatmakam. Being bewildered by this maya, this soul, who is part and parcel of Krishna or God, he is thinking that I am a material product. I am made of these material things. Just like the so-called rascal scientist. They never accept that within this body there is the soul. Because they are always thinking there is no such thing as soul. Only the material, that's all. This is illusion. They cannot explain how this body is moving, why the dead body does not move, what is the difference. What is the thing that is missing? These rascals will not understand. Even there is instruction by higher authorities that within this body there is the soul. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara yuga. Dehi nasmin dehi, in this body. Dehi. The dehi. Dehi means the possessor, the owner of the body. It is said clearly, and we can understand that when I meditate upon my body, actually what I am. So, if one is deep thinker, he'll immediately understand that I am not this body. Take for example, study on this finger. And if you think, I am this finger, no, you'll come to the conclusion, it is my finger. Any part of your body you study, you will never agree that I am this. It is, I am in possession of this. We say also, my body, my finger, my head, my hand, and where is that I? You are simply thinking, my, but where is that I? But they have no brain. And still, they are passing on as great philosopher, great scientist, and getting Nobel Prize. But they are illusion. Jayasana mahita jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam is the soul. Soul, they are thinking that it is a product of this matter by evolution or so on. So many nonsense theories there. All that's good. There is no evolution. Evolution is there in the matter of consciousness. Just like a child, his consciousness is not developed. A child goes to capture a fire because his consciousness is not developed. But that does not mean the child has no consciousness or the child has no soul. Just as some rascal says, the animals, they have no soul. So why the animals have no soul? Their consciousness is not developed, but soul is there. If the animal has no soul, then the child has also no soul, because the child behaves like an animal. In the family, a small child and a dog, they are behaving similarly. And therefore dog is also considered as one of the family members, children. Because his consciousness is not developed. So the evolution means developed consciousness. And according to the developed consciousness, one gets a particular type of body. This is nature's law. The evolution means evolution of consciousness. The same child, when he'll get a different body, just like a female child. But evolution means when she gets another body, youthful body, her consciousness is different. If you get the body of a pig, your consciousness is different from the consciousness of a man. A pig will very easily eat stool, but a human being will not eat. Similarly, in every behavior, just like we, Krishna conscious people, we have given up intoxication. Now if somebody comes and bribes and offers some money, you take this $1,000 and drink, you'll not drink, because your consciousness is developed. So evolution is not of the body, evolution of consciousness. And as your consciousness develops, you get a particular type of body. Smaranabhavam tajatanti kalevaram. Therefore, the evolution should be of the consciousness. And this is Krishna consciousness. When you come to Krishna consciousness, then your life is perfect. And fully Krishna conscious, then you, after giving up this body, takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti, no more material body. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. And it is the duty of the guardians, like guru, like father, like the state, they should look to the interest of the world's subordinate, that he is developing his Krishna consciousness nicely. That is the duty. So when that duty is not done, just like we have no business to come so far, at Vrindavan I could live very peacefully. There is two rooms still. In Radha Damodar temple. Because there is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means serving the Lord. That is Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna dictated that you are sitting here very peacefully without any botheration. No, you go to the eastern countries, teach them. So that is also Krishna consciousness. Develop Krishna consciousness to render service to the ignorant of Krishna consciousness. That is better. Because Vasudev saw that Maya, illusory energy, or the shadow, darkness, Jaya Sarmahita Jiva, the whole world, living empty conditioned soul, that bewildered by this Maya. Jaya Sarmahita Jiva, Atmanam Trigunatmakam, thinking this body as self, foolish rascal, Dasyatu Buddhi Kunapiti Dhatuke, one who thinks that I am this body, he is no better than dog and cat. However nicely dressed he may be, he is a dog, he is a cat, that's all, no more than animal. Because he has no knowledge of his self. Dasyatu Buddhi Kunapiti Dhatuke, you cannot sit like this. Sadhikkalatradisu bhavabhavijyadhi, this is going on. People are bewildered, thinking, and this body, just like cats and dogs. And the issues from the body, or connection with the body, that is mine. Sadhikkalatradisu, I have got some connection, bodily connection with woman, therefore she is my wife, or my protected, something like that. Children, also the same thing, bodily. They have no idea of the spirit soul, simply body. So, the body is born in a particular land, therefore I am national. Bhoma-ijyadhi, they are sacrificing so much their energy for the particular land. Because by accident, he is born in this life, in that land. Everything is described in the Bhagavad. Dasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradisu bhoma ijyadhi. Bhoma means land. But this is going on. This is called illusion. He has no connection with all these things. When one realizes that I have no connection with this body, this country, this wife, this children, this way, these are all illusory. And that is called liberation. That is called Brahma-bhūta, prasannātmā. People are suffering, identifying himself with these false things, which is not ātmānam trigunātmakam. Triguna, these, all these materials, they are manufactured by the three modes of material nature. And he has no connection with the material nature. But somehow or other, he is now fallen in the ocean of the, just like you have no connection with the ocean. Your place of living is land. But somehow or other, if you are thrown in the Pacific Ocean, that is a very troublesome business. You have to swim, always. You have to protect, still, you are unsafe. It doesn't matter. You are a very great swimmer. It doesn't matter. When you are in the Pacific Ocean, you are in danger. So similarly, when that very man is taken away from the Pacific Ocean and put into the land, then he becomes prasanna. Oh, I am saved. Brahma-bhūta-prasannātmā, I am the same. Brahma-bhūta-prasannātmā-nasyotati-nakāṅkṛti. That when one is in full knowledge that I have nothing to do with this material world, everything made by the material nature, that is illusion, I have nothing to do with anything of that. I am spirit, aham brahmāsmi, I am spirit soul. Now I have my business with the spiritual world. And that is liberation. That is liberation. And the means which help you to come to that position, that is called spiritual life. Sanātana Dharma. So here it is said, the inquiry, that kim khatrabandhun kolina upasrishtyan rastrani va toi ramropitani. Are you very much anxious that on account of this Kali Yuga, that Khatrabandhu, the rulers, they have occupied the Rashtra position, the government position. So, what is the symptom of such a rational government? That is our state.
Itastata vasanopanavasa snana babaya unmukha jiva loka.
There will be no fixed position of these things. Just see. What are these?
Asana, eating. Asana, pana, drinking. Vasa, residence. Snana, taking bath. And bhavaya, sexual intercourse.
There is no rules and regulation. Irresponsible government means, the Kali's government means that these things will be irregular, not regularized. Just see, this is Vedic civilization. Asana, eating, there must be regulative principle. Not that like hogs and pigs you can eat everything. No. There must be control. Control is there already. Just like in government, when you open a restaurant, immediately there is control. You have to take license that you have to supply food like this, like that. You cannot supply anything rubbish. Is it not? Control is there. But because it is controlled by another rascal, group of rascals. See, allow everything to eat. Everything. Control is there. But they do not know what kind of control should be there. The control should be, as we are prescribing Krishna consciousness, you cannot take anything without Krishna's prasad. That is your control. Then you'll be happy. Control is already there. But they do not know, because they are being governed by Khatrabandhu. Khatrabandhu means Khatriya. Khatriya means the ruling class. Khat means NGO. And Trayate, one who gives you protection from being NGO, is Khatri. It is the duty of the government that every citizen, never mind whether human being or animal, he may not be injured by anyone. That is responsible. It is not responsible government that one poor animal, because he does not know how to give him protection, although there is government, he is taken away to the slaughterhouse. This is not government. Here we see Maharaj Parikshit, as soon as he saw that a cow was being attempted to be killed, immediately took his hand. What are you nonsense? You are killing my citizen. And this is good government. This is good government. Why? The cow is not national. She is also born in the land. So she is as important and national as you are. Krishna has given her the grass to eat. She is not interfering with your food. Why? What right you have got to kill? You have got your own food. The cow has got the grass for her food. You have got food grains. You have got, cow is giving you milk just to give her protection. That you take my blood, turn into milk. Please do not kill me. So why these things are happening? Because there is rascal government. Kalina Puritam. Rascal government. So one should lament that we are under this rascal government, under the rascal guru, rascal father, but they who are meant for giving protection. They are all rascals. This is our position. This is called Kali Yuga. This is good. But if you study Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be able to understand the whole material position and how you are situated in that material position, how to get out of it, everything you will understand. Provided you have got the brain, if you have got a dull brain filled up with cow dung, that is another thing. If there is brain substance, then you will be able. Tad-bhavati alpamedhasa. Alpamedhasa and sumedhasa, the two words in the Vedic language. Medha means brain substance. So, one who has got sumedhasa, nice brain substance, they will understand something. And one who has got no brain substance but cow dung, they will understand something else. So, we are selecting, or even if he is filled up with cow dung, by this Krishna consciousness education, we can make him sumedhasa, fine brain. That is the Krishna consciousness. Even one is filled up with cow dung, sumedhasa. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Krishna varnang tisa krishnam sangapangastra parasadam jaggai sankirtanai prahi jajanti hi sumedhasa. Sumedhasa. Krishna varnang tisa krishnam. Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna. Tisa Krishna, by complexion, golden. Therefore, by complexion he is not Krishna or blackish, but he is Krishna. Krishna has four colors, that is in the Shastra. Shukla raktastatha pita idanim Krishna tangata. So, one of the colors of Krishna is yellow, golden, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Krishna varnam tisa Krishna sangapangasta parsadam. That Lord Krishna, now in the form of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and Sangha Pangasa Parsada, associated with his personal expansion, Sri Advaita Galadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda. This is described. Sangha Pangasa Parsada, with this, in the former incarnation, he was killing the demons directly with sword or the Sudarshan Chakra Samaya. Now, in this age, they are already dead. So, if Krishna comes to kill them with Sudarshan Chakra and sword, they will not be profited. These are the astros, these are the swords. The devotees of Lord Krishna who are spreading Krishna consciousness, they are there. The Lord's weapon. And they're getting victory. Sangapangastra-parsana. So, those who are intelligent, sumedhasa, they will worship this form of God in this Kali Yuga. And what is the process of worshiping? Jaggai sankhitanai bhai. So, these rascal position, the rascal guardians. You have to fight with them, but not with sword or any other weapon. This Sankirtan movement. Jaggai Sankirtan. If you stick to this principle of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Jaggai, if you have got good brain, sumedhasa, then you will take this means. And by the help of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you conquer all over the world. Thank you.